Remember the golden spike? Good day, folks. I hope you all had a great 4th of July and remembered what that day means. To me, the day is always a time for reflection on how and why the early colonists took arms against a tyrant and won freedom. It is amazing to think about, wonder what life would be like if we didn't have this thing called freedom. Back in the 1700s, life must have been simple and straightforward. Wake up, do chores, eat what you could, do some more chores, hunt maybe, drink a lager or two, eat some more, sleep, do it again the next day. But throw a person into a fight with little or no training and defeat a king with the world's largest navy, yes, that's something to be amazed about. Now look at us. People getting murdered left and right in large cities while the mayors of those cities act like everything is okay. Blaming everything from cops, guns, to racism. Even though these topics stir up a whole mess of problems, not one person in power is standing up and telling the truth about what is happening on the ground. We do not need a large force of Big Brother in every city, but we do need a large force of police and people to stand up and put a stop to all the lawlessness. People have lost their fucking minds, and the normal people that get up, go to work, and play ball with their kids have to suffer moral defeat. The country that we grew up in is little by little, day by day, being snuffed out, and we are paralyzed to do something about it. All because we are horrified about being called in names. I get called names every day, mostly not nice phrases, but what do I do except the idea that these people have a right to have an opinion and move on? What is freedom if you can't express it? Most people don't care about what others do. Law understands that science is dumbfounded about homosexuals, trans, binary, or whatever else there is. In other words, they have no fucking clue. But if you tell that group that they are going to go back to other standards like 1980 standards, that group will be rioting everywhere. Law also understands that if you attack a group of people, that there is a good chance that shit is about to go down. If the law is not justice, then we are fucked. But if the law puts the same amount of resources that they do to make headlines with white/blue-collar crime into cracking down on groups like the KKK, neo-Nazis, Crips, Bloods, MS-13, Brown Mafia, and all the other ones, maybe crime would go down. Can't treat every side different than the other. Put hundreds of people in solitary confinement for going into a public building owned by the people for the people, while not even attempting to prosecute all those who lit fire to federal buildings. Let's talk about Chuck. What if he was not the most honest person, but he was dependable? He shows up every day and gets shit done. He goes to church, he loves his kids, and even coaches baseball on the weekends. Chuck seems like a nice guy, but under all the fascia, Chuck is boiling with a passion of what he thinks is right. Is it right? Is it wrong? Then one day Chuck wants to get a different job. He applies at a place that will secure him and his family pretty well off. At the same time, Alan is applying for the same job. These two don't stack up on paper, but one seems really energetic. Chuck ends up with a job and Alan is forced to keep looking for work. Chuck settles down in his new cozy job while Alan is mixing drinks at a local bar. All is good in Chuck's life. He leaves work early to meet a client at the bar down the street. Chuck walks in the bar and glances over to the bartender. It's the same man that was at the interview. He nods and sits down. Alan, being professional, makes Chuck's drinks, and Chuck gives him a really nice tip. Alan watches while Chuck and his client get up to leave, looking like the conversation went well. They enter the doorway to the bar and a thug walks up covered from head to toe in what looks like a Blue Man Group outfit and empties a clip into both Chuck and the client. While the two men are dying on the street, Alan rushes over and sees all this blood on the ground and is horrified about what to do. Both men die and Alan is still bartending. The very next day, the cozy job that both interviewed for calls Alan and offers the job to him. Alan thinks, what the fuck? That's cold as fuck. No, Alan says. This little story makes you think about that. Big companies will be like this, the government is like this, and even your local Walmart or Target is like this. People that don't deal with people don't give a fuck about people. Face it, you know these people. You see them every day. No color assignment is needed, but it's true. The people that do it, it's really not their fault. They would rather make profit than friends. The media giants make it seem that we are all at each other's throats, fighting like barbarians and planning evil acts. But let's face it, the true evil is the ones that are blinded by a political party and agenda. They would rather see your daughters raped and tortured before they put themselves on the firing line for crimes against this country. No wonder cities and states across the country are suing the DOJ. Do you think that the person next to you at a gas station is evil? No, cause that would not be a way to live life. Being afraid of made-up shit is also crazy. It's like we are putting a tourism ad up saying, come to America and be with your kind and make sure you hate everyone else. USA, USA, USA. Look around you next time you're out. People all over are tense and worried that shit is going to hit the fan. We need to heal and help the places in which we live. There is no sense in feeling afraid to do what is right. Stand up with your fellow Americans and hold hands and stop the madness. It won't stop if Big Brother is involved. It will only change when we as a whole change. Put the fear aside and try today to be nice to a stranger. Maybe give that homeless dude some change, help the elderly with chores, just do a good deed for today and see if you don't feel better in your soul. Thank you for reading or listening to this episode of Bullshit. Sincerely, Captain Cook.